Questions. Let me just get this going. Right, so that's a tape recorder.
Can you see?
Yep, I can see.
Do you want that on?
No, that's fine.
Okay.
So you were born in Tauhei?
No, I was born in Tauranga.
Tauranga, oh,
yes,
okay.
I was born in Tauranga.
Okay.
And they came up, I was the fourth in the family, and they came up over the Kaimais with the wagon and the horses.
Right.
And I was the baby, and Mum had to carry me because the horses couldn't handle it.
Right, so how old were you when you went to Tauhei?
I was just a baby. When I left.
Went to Tauhei.
Well, we went to another place in Tauhei. We went to the top road. Eventually, Stuart and Ella lived in that one, but Pop went down to the bottom road. Yeah.
Okay, and...
I don't remember that.
Right, and your parents, so there was Harry
Greentree and
Alice Waldron. Yep, and she worked for Tanfield Potter.
So I believe, yes.
Before they, how did they meet up? Do you know?
No, that's a problem with them. They didn't talk about anything personal.
Right.
We learned very little about them there. Mm. Anything.
Yeah. Okay. So was he a farmer before he went to Tauhei?
He was an Aussie. He came from Aussie. Well, it's just what I heard, you know, that he wasn't a farmer down in Tauranga. He was into horses, and mm-hmm. I think Mum said that's how he lost all his money, by the trotting horses.
Oh, okay.
Lost his money to them, so I don't know why they come up to Tauranga, I'm sure.
Mm. Well, you lived in Tauhei when you were a kid, and you went to school there.
Yes.
And how did you get to school?
Walked. Or sometimes rode a horse.
Oh, okay.
And it was 2 miles.
Yeah, and how many kids would go on the horse?
Two.
Two? And where would
sometimes
you...
Sometimes one, sometimes two.
Where would you put the horse in the day?
Oh, at the school, they had a paddock then. You tied it up to the fence.
Mm. Right.
It's horrible.
Do you remember what you learnt in the school?
Pardon?
Do you remember what you learnt in the school?
It's pretty vague, but the headmaster, he lived near the school, and Mum used to like, Mum was quite interested in knowing teachers. She was one of those women who didn't like to be downtrodden. She had wanted an education, and she liked the teacher. Mr. Arnold, I think he was, and he just walked across the paddock into school.
Mm. And you stayed there till how old?
12.
12, and then you left?
You got proficiency and then I went to high school.
Oh, okay, and where was that?
Morrinsville.
Morrinsville. Did you bus?
Well, Stuart drove, Mum left in a school run. In this shared bus, and the kids paid 2 and 6 a week, and the education board paid another 2 and 6, and
okay.
She paid the bus off that way, you see. But Stuart was the driver, and he was at school too.
Yep.
It was all right until he got pneumonia and couldn't drive anymore, so that went flop, you see. Mm. But
so this would be about 1930, I suppose. It would be about 1930, wouldn't it?
I was 19 when I got married, and I left school at 15. It was, that was 1936 I got married.
Early 1930s.
Yeah, roundabout.
Mm, okay. And,
you're putting it all on?
Yeah, it's being recorded. And, so, your father ran a farm. Did you have jobs to do on the farm?
He ran a farm what?
You lived on a farm, didn't
yes.
you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Pop. It was a small farm of 85 acres.
Hmm. What sort of animals?
Cows. And he always liked horses. We always had a horse to ride. Hmm. And there was always a horse in the paddock. And ponies. We had ponies when we were kids. But he was very interested in horses.
Yep. Okay. And Did you have jobs to do on the farm?
We had a dog, yeah. That was a sad story, because your father was in the dog box, because he was driving Pop's car, and the dog chased the car and got on the little one-way bridge, and the car hit him and killed him, and Pop never forgave Sandy for that.
It
was his favourite dog. It barked all the time. Yes, he had the dog.
So how big was the house, and how many kids did you share the rooms with?
Three rooms. Mum and Pop had one, and the boys had the other, and the girls had the other.
And
a lounge.
So what,
and an open fire.
Three sisters, was it?
May, Betty, Dawn, and then Althea was the last.
Later on, won't that be after you left, I think?
Aye.
That'll be after you left home.
Althea. She was born when I was 16. There's 15 years between us.
Okay, then you left school and had what sort of jobs?
Stayed home. Stay home and help with the kids. Mum, Pop said, well, I couldn't go for any more education, because I couldn't do shorthand, so they gave up the commercial part of it. And they gave me French, which was silly, because when the end of the year came, I couldn't take commercial, so I couldn't sit for a commercial, because I wasn't bad at French, but it didn't do me any good. So I used to do a bit of typing for the kids' exams, you know. I wasn't bad at typing, but I had to leave, go home, stay.
Okay. So what were you doing when you met Dad? Were you working at home? Were you just still at home then?
Yes, absolutely. He used to come home to use the phone. We were the ones with the phone, and he lived in a tent, and yes, I was about 16. That's how we met. He was a surveyor. He was surveying the farms round the way.
So you ended up getting married in Hamilton, Hamilton East?
No, Cathedral.
In the Cathedral in Hamilton.
Yes, the Cathedral, St. Peter's Cathedral.
Yep. And after that you moved to Ohopi, was it?
No, Gordonton. We lived at Gordonton when we were married, yes.
Yep.
Then he got a shift down to the Bay of Plenty, and he was doing the survey. We got the place at Ohopi, but he was having to go out every week to the surveying, and he lived in a tent out there. That's why I didn't see much of him. Danny Arthur Railway it was, that's right.
Okay, and then you moved to Ohopi? Is that your first house that you bought in Ohopi?
From Gordonton to Ohopi, yes.
So you were telling me the other day that was not a very happy experience.
No, well, Brenda was born, and I never saw Brenda's father. He was away in Taniata, because he came home, and he came out to see me. I had a friend staying with me, and she was going to have a baby too, and we went into the hospital together, and when I had you, I think, she was there. But Sandy was never there when he was needed. He was out. Was his job.
And then the war came along.
Pardon?
Then the war came along.
The war came along, yes. When that was Shearer's... Hang on, was it 1942 war broke out?
Well, 39, but 42, I think Dad went overseas.
He joined up. Came home one day and said, I've joined up. And the engineers, joined the engineers. I think he had an idea he would make progress, you know, in his job, you know, he would be doing good, but I don't know why he joined up, but all the men thought that way, you know, it's a thing to do.
He was away for some years. He was away for some years.
Three and a half.
They got you into a job, didn't they? What they call it, manpower?
Yes, I went to work in a restaurant for a girl who wanted to go on a holiday, you see. And I went to this restaurant called the Duck Inn, And she let me down, and she didn't come back, you see, so I was stuck. So the, what do they call them in those days?
The manpower. Manpower.
Manpower. Mm. The manpower got hold of the boss, and they threatened me that, you know, if I didn't come back, I'd be fined £50, because it was a lot of money.
Mm.
And I was stuck there, you see, so...
Was that in Hamilton?
Brenda was with Mum.
Was that Hamilton, was it?
Your Mum wasn't, no, Tauhou, she's...
Yeah, but where was the restaurant?
Oh, right, in the main street, Victoria Street.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed working there, but I didn't intend to stay there, you know, and it wasn't what I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Things happen when you're young, and I was easily led. I was just, I wasn't very clever.
Mm.
I hadn't been brought up to look after myself, really.
Mm. Do you remember Ethel getting lost, getting killed?
Yeah.
How did you find out about that?
He and Wyn came and visited us when I had Brenda and brought us a present, you know. They came to a Hopi, because he brought Wyn up to meet Mum, you see. And I went down to be with Sandy at Burnham. He was at Burnham, and I went down to Christchurch. Mum and Pop found the money to put me on the boat and go down there, and I stayed till he came back with the soldiers and the, you know, and that was when we had to find a place for me to live, and there was I had nowhere to live. Mum wouldn't have me.
Right.
It was heartbreaking, really.
Yeah. And then Dad got injured and came home.
He got injured, yes. He went to hospital. He got injured at Alamein. Yeah, he got his arm.
Yep.
His sergeant was killed, and his sergeant had to take over. When Sandy fell, the sergeant had to take the platoon. The bombs were coming over, and he landed in the shell hole. And it got him in the arm, so it was the right arm. He wrote to me in the left hand.
He's
very good at writing letters.
And after the war, so he came back, and did he work for Ministry of Works then, or?
Yes. We never had anywhere to live. I was Mrs. Porford at where I was had a flat. I had a flat with Rita, and Brenda was gone, of course. She was with Mum, and when he came back, he was mad, and he wanted a state house, he felt that he deserved one, you see, so he threw a wobbly and told them off, as usual, and he came back to the flat where we were living, and they said he said they could keep their state house. He didn't want it, he just was offered a job at Rotorua. So there was a house going with it, so that's what we did. We went to Rotorua, and I had Brenda and the family, you know, was together again.
Okay. So, and then you lost Dad when you were 48.
Was I 48?
Yeah. It's very young, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. It's 2 years. I was a widow at 48, and then another widow at 58.
He
was 56.
Yeah, and you met up with Norm after that?
Yes, a couple of years later I married Norm, but it was just one of those things that is not planned. It just happened, you know, through a friend of mine, and I had no intention of... I didn't think I'd ever get married again, but I did, didn't I? And it was the nicest thing I ever did, really.
Good. Okay, oh well.
Is that all?
That'll do for now.
Well, I'm still here, aren't I?